Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm here and I am excited today that you have joined us for Transformation Begins With You, the lunch and listen portion of our show. This is an empowering moment in your life today. I'm excited that you've joined us. I hope that you're having a fabulous day today, and I hope that you are just ready to receive some empowerment on your lunch break. You know, I just want to tell you a little bit about Harvest Girls International. This is the sponsor of Transformation Begins With You, of which I am founder and president. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International is designed to empower women to celebrate the journey and to empower young girls with the power to dream. That is our mission in life, but we're excited today that we're able to empower you in many different ways. We can empower you through workshops and seminars and through all types of means as radio, as we're doing right now. Hope for you to sit back and relax and enjoy the show today. Today we're going to be talking about Stay in the Game with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. For those of you who may not want to listen by internet, you may also call in at 347-838-9340. Again, that's 347-838-9340, and there's limited space there. So if you want to get in on the call, you can do that now. I'm excited today for you because today is Terrific Tuesday. This is a day that is a great day in your life. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. It matters that you are here in this time and purpose. You know, sometimes we don't want to stay in the game of life. We want to give up because we feel like there's so much going on that we just can't handle it all. And guess what? You weren't meant to handle it all. You were meant to handle one day at a time, one moment at a time. There was a time in my life when I could only get through 1 second of a day at a time. And you have to start somewhere. So today is the day that I encourage you to start empowering yourself on Terrific Tuesday. I'm waiting on Dr. Jewel to get on the line, but before she gets on the line, I just want to talk to you a little bit about what we're doing here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Harvest Girls International is excited to bring to you that we are participating in our first annual Circle City Classic Women's Empowerment event. Circle City Classic, for you who do not know, you may be listening from another state and you do not know what Circle City Classic is. It is a huge college football game that we have between two rivals, and it doesn't matter if they're from Indianapolis or not. I think, you know, we've had Tennessee, we've had New Orleans, we've had all types of college games going on. We have a big parade. We have what we call the Battle of the Bands at halftime. Both college bands battle together, or against each other, should I say, for who can perform the best or play the best, but they're both great bands. It's an awesome event. We have people from all over the country coming to this event. So what we decided to do for Harvest Girls International, we decided to have a women's empowerment. We wanted to put a new twist on it. There are so many women who do not go to the game. There are so many women who do not go to the parade. They feel like they want a different twist on this, but yet they want to celebrate Circle City Classic. So what Harvest Girls International is doing in this event is we are sponsoring a Jewels and Jeans reception, or should I say Jeans and Jewels reception with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor on Friday, October the 1st, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on West 71st Street. We're also sponsoring to go along with that event on Saturday, October the 2nd, from 11 to 3 at the MCL restaurant on Township Line Road. We are sponsoring a women's empowerment event with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, and she will be speaking to us. Stay in the game. This event is designed to let you out in enough time to be able to attend that wonderful game in downtown Indianapolis. But let's get right to what the topic is today, stay in the game. Now, I don't want to give away a lot of the precious jewels that Dr. Jewel will be giving to you today, but I wanted to just empower you with a few messages from Dr. Jewel's book, Shift Happens. Shift Happens. keeping the main thing the main thing. So many times in our lives, ladies, we know that we lose focus. We do not keep the main thing the main thing. And what I'm excited about is Dr. Jewel says in her book, Do It Now. If you're trying to stay in the game of life, if you are trying to empower yourself to keep moving and to find fantastic things going on with you, do it now. Now is the time. You have access to walk into your destiny. Do it now. Here's an easy way to remember this rule, Dr. Jewel says. She says, D, this is an acronym for do it now, divide and conquer what you have to do. Divide and conquer what you have to do. Break big tasks into small pieces and give each piece a realistic deadline. Do it now. Divide and conquer. You know, like I just said, you can't do everything. You weren't designed to do everything. Dr. Jewel says, take it and break it down and make a realistic deadline. O, organize your materials. Plan how you will tackle the job. Plan how you're going to work it out. I, ignore interruptions. Come in early or stay after hours to assume needed quiet time to complete important projects. This is for you on the job today. If you need to organize your materials, that's what you need to do. You need to ignore interruptions. You need to make time for yourself to accomplish those tasks so that you can stay focused and you can stay in the game. T, take the time. Take the time to learn how to do certain essential things yourself instead of always having to wait for an assistant, a consultant, or some other helper to do it for you. This is for you if you're in a management position. Take the time, and if you're working for a manager, you may want to use these steps as well. In now, don't procrastinate. Dr. Jewel was a stickler about not procrastinating. She said that's our worst enemy is procrastination. Put the task you have been dreading, and avoiding the most at the top of your to-do list. That thing you keep pushing down that list is going to get larger and larger. It's going to grow bigger and bigger. Put it at the top of your list. Tackle it. Do not be afraid. Knock it out and shake the dust off and keep on stepping. Oh, opportunity is knocking. There is opportunity. Dr. Jewel says take advantage of opportunities. Follow through, ask, seek, and knock. Opportunity is knocking for each and every one of you out there. I don't care how desolate it looks or how grim it may look out there. Opportunity is knocking for you. There is light at the end of your tunnel. Do not give up is Dr. Jewel's message. Do not give up. W, watch out for time gobblers. There are time gobblers out there, ladies, such as the Internet, email, watching TV, talking on the phone, but do make time to have lunch, exercise, and take vacations to recharge your batteries and reconnect with your family and friends. That is the acronym for Do It Now. Divide and conquer, organize your materials, ignore interruptions, take the time. Now, don't procrastinate. Opportunity is knocking. Watch out for time gobblers. Isn't that awesome? And like I said, I'm coming from Dr. Jewel's book, Shift Happens. Dr. Jewel is going to be giving us pearls of wisdom when she comes to Indianapolis. She's going to be empowering us like never before. She's going to be on her turf doing Women on the Grow, which is a national conference that Dr. Jewel has founded, and she's bringing it to Indianapolis to help celebrate Circle City Classic. These are some of the things that Dr. Jewel gives us to strengthen us, and I want you to just listen to these and write these down. You know, we want to stay in the game because it matters that we win. God designed for us in the end that we win. And so we need to realize that no matter what happens, we need to stay focused. Dr. Jewel's acronym for focus is follow on course until successful. Follow on course until successful. I don't know about you ladies, but for me, that is absolutely positively awesome. Now, I want to give you these little tidbits that Dr. Jewel leaves in her book about Shift Happens, about staying in the game. Don't quit because you're alone. So many times we feel like we have to give it up because we're all alone. There's nobody there for us. We don't have a mate. We don't have a companion. We don't have the kind of friends we want. So we just give up. We just give up on life. We give up on trying. We give up on our dreams because we think we're alone. Dr. Jewel says, don't quit because you're alone. Don't quit because it's tough. Is it tough out there? Yes, it is, but don't quit. You right now on your job, you're thinking about quitting that job because you feel like, oh, this is just too tough. I'm tired. I can't handle it. Take a deep breath and blow out. Regroup. Get back in there and conquer that thing until your next position comes. Don't quit because it's tough. Don't quit because you're out of your comfort zone. Ladies, there are so many times we're going to be out of our comfort zone. We're talking about coming out of the box. When you come out of the box, that's what that means, coming out of your comfort zone. Most times when things are uncomfortable and they are just making us feel very, very, very squeamish or very, very, very out of our lifestyle, we say, no, we quit because it's not comfortable. We don't want to always be comfortable in life because you can't grow if you don't come out of your comfort zone. Don't quit because you're mad. So many times we base our decisions on anger and emotion. And because we're mad for that moment, we're so mad we can't see straight. We're so mad we see red. And you're so mad sometimes right now. Somebody's out there right now. They're mad. And they're ready to quit because they're mad. Don't quit because you're mad. Never make a decision. Never make a decision in your anger. Take time to wait till you calm down and then think it through. Do not make a drastic decision out of anger. Don't quit because you're sad. So many of you say, I'm so sad. I'm tired of being sad. I just quit and give up. No, there's a reason you're sad. Find out what that reason is and then tap into that to turn it around and make it your gladness. You can become glad again. I can't tell you how many times I was very, very sad in my life for some of the things that was going on with me, especially with my divorce and especially with some of the illnesses that I've had in my life. Very, very sad. But I was determined. Every day, it didn't seem like it was getting any better, but I started doing something different about my sadness. And one day, it just happened, and I don't know when it happened, but I never stopped pushing toward my gladness, and I became glad. That is why today I'm able to tell you, yes, your sadness can turn into gladness. Don't quit because no one seems to help or care. Don't have a pity party with yourself. Well, nobody really cares. I just give up. Nobody ever helps me. I have to do everything by myself. No, ladies, you have help. You have someone that cares. You're just having a pity party. You may not know who that person is. You may not see the help coming. But God uses people. God cares. And tap into the caring, loving spirit of the Holy Spirit of the Lord, and you will know that there are caring people out there. God helps you, and he cares through people. Don't quit because it's taken so long. Some of you say, Chris, it is taking so long for me to see a change in my life. I just quit because it is just too long. I've been waiting on this for so many years. I tell you, I waited 7 years to tap into my destiny after my divorce. 7 years to be glad after being so sad. But it was worth the wait. I can't tell you how excited I am that I waited. And because it's taken so long, ladies, do not quit. Do not quit. And don't quit because you see no reward. So many times we do our best and we try so hard and we think no one ever notices us. I work with a nonprofit organization that I founded, Harvest Girls International. This is something I would do every day and wake up and do it for free. If no one ever called my name, if no one ever said you're doing a great job, if no one ever gave me an award, I will not quit because this is my passion and this is my destiny. Do not quit because you see no reward. And ladies, don't quit because you think it's too late. Many times in life, we look at our age and we say, oh, it's so late, I'm so old, I can't do this. Or it's too late, I've missed the boat, I'm still young, but that opportunity will never come again. It's not ever too late. Some things you can't change. Some things you cannot change, I understand that. But what you need to know, it's not too late to stay in the game. It's not too late to start all over again. And don't quit. Stick with it. Some things you just got to stick with it. Some things you just can't let go until God says let go. It may not be pretty. It may not be what you want to do, but stick with it. Stick with it. These are some of the speaking things that you need to speak into your life. These are some speaking affirmations that Dr. Jewel gives us from her book, Shift Happens. Speak victory into your life. You have to tell yourself, I am a winner. I can make it. I am victorious. You have to speak success into your life. I am successful because I believe in me. No one says what they think about me. I have the last word about me. Speak determination into your life. You have to say, get up, get started, get moving. I had to do it today. I had to tell myself, just to clean my room, I had been on a trip and I needed to unpack my luggage. I had to say, Chris, get up, unpack this luggage. You don't live this way. You got to be determined about taking care of your stuff. And I wanted to take care of my stuff, so I got up and I put determination in my life. And when I put determination in my life, stuff happens. Good stuff happens. And I'm telling you, nothing feels better than self-determination. Dr. Jewel also says, speak love into your life. Speak love into your life. You have to speak love into you. I have to say to myself, I love me, I love you, in spite of what you've done to me or in spite of what's going on in my life, I speak love, I speak peace, and I speak joy. And I also want to say, this is what Dr. Jewel says. Lastly, one of the speaking affirmations, speak strength and courage into your life. You know what, ladies? You are stronger than you think. You're more resilient than you think that you are. You speak strength and courage into your life because you can make it. Dr. Jewel tells us, do not give up. And you can go to her website, donotgiveup.net, and view some of her affirmations and some of her mottos and some of the things that she has for us to empower us. And this is lastly what I want to leave you with. Direct your action and attention on your intention. Direct your action and attention on your intention. Ladies, this has been a powerful lunch and listen. I thank you for listening in. I'm so sorry Dr. Jewel did not make it with us today. I think the time difference got us all twisted up. But listen, Dr. Jewel will be in Indianapolis, Indiana, on October 1st, and Saturday, October the 2nd. If you would like to get your ticket for this event, stay in the game with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor for the celebration of Indianapolis, Indiana Circle City Classic. I ask you to go to Harvest Girls International, www.harvestgirlsinternational.webs.com, harvestgirls.webs.com. Let me give you that that website again. We got that a little twisted. Let me give it to you again. It's www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And click on upcoming events or conferences. You can go there and you can purchase your ticket online. Your e-ticket right now is $20. This event is awesome. It covers both days, Friday, a reception, and Saturday, a conference for $20. This special will go off after today. After today, the tickets will become $25. And then on site, the day of the event, the tickets are $28. So you want to take advantage of this special today. I'm encouraging you to be empowered today. I think that you are going to be excited about this event when you come. You're going to be excited to talk to Dr. Jewel. We're going to set up another interview next week where I can get Dr. Jewel on the phone so that we can get our time differences. She's in California. I'm here in Indianapolis. So I'm excited that you did tune in today. I did speak from Dr. Jewel's on her behalf from her new book, Shift Happens, keeping the main thing the main thing. Stay on that job today. Be determined that you're going to make it, and do not give up. And remember, ladies, transformation does begin with you. Until we meet again, have a terrific Tuesday and a fantastic week. Bye-bye now.